Random House Audio presents The Devil in the White City, Murder, Magic, and Madness at the Fair That Changed America by Eric Larson. Read for you by Tony Goldwyn. Make no little plans. They have no magic to stir men's blood. Daniel H. Burnham, Director of Works, World's Columbian Exposition, 1893. I was born with the devil in me. I could not help the fact that I was a murderer, no more than the poet can help the inspiration to sing. Dr. H. H. Holmes, Confession, 1896. The date was April 14, 1912, a sinister day in maritime history. But of course the man in Suite 63-65, Shelter Deck C, did not yet know it. What he did know was that his foot hurt badly, more than he had expected. He was 65 years old and had become a large man. His hair had turned gray, his mustache nearly white, but his eyes were as blue as ever, bluer at this instant by proximity to the sea. His foot had forced him to delay the voyage, and now it kept him anchored in his suite, while the other first-class passengers, his wife among them, did what he would have loved to do, which is explore the ship's more exotic precincts. The man was Daniel Hudson Burnham, and by now his name was familiar throughout the world. He was an architect, and had done his work pretty well in Chicago, New York, Washington, San Francisco, Manila, and many other cities. He and his wife Margaret were sailing to Europe in the company of their daughter and her husband for a grand tour that was to continue through the summer. Burnham had chosen this ship, the RMS Olympic of the White Star Line.